Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. It's about minus six outside the studio at the moment, and it's not much warmer inside. The Queen is Dead is the Smiths' third studio album, and was released in 1986. The title track opens the album, and begins with a soundbite from Brian Forbes' 1962 British film, The L-Shaped Room. Morrissey, who was the Smiths' lead singer and lyricist, is fascinated with 1960s British cinema. The Queen Is Dead by The Smiths, which is our featured album on this cold February evening. Okay, I'm not going to moan about the weather. Let's have some Californian sunshine. Ventura Highway by the band America was released in 1972. All these years later, it still sounds fresh.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in the snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the air. Wishing on a falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I'm winded by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
It's America and Ventura Highway. The song, I Say a Little Prayer, was written for Dionne Warwick in 1967 by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. The following year, Aretha Franklin covered it. Big Mouth Strikes Again was the lead single from The Queen Is Dead, reaching number 26 in the UK charts in 1986. The song has Morrissey lashing back at his critics and comparing himself to Joan of Arc being burned at the stake. Big Mouth Strikes Again. John Barry wrote the scores for most of the James Bond films. However, the James Bond theme is credited to Monty Norman, who was another composer employed by the studio. John Barry has always implied otherwise, and things came to a head in 2001 following an article in the Sunday Times which claimed Barry was the author of the theme. Monty Norman sued the Sunday Times, and the case ended up in the High Court in London. After a much publicised case, the High Court decided that Monty Norman had composed at least part, and maybe all, of the James Bond theme. What is not in dispute is that John Barry also composed the theme for the 1969 film Midnight Cowboy.
Thank you.
theme to Midnight Cowboy, composed by John Barry. The David Bowie song, A Lad Insane, is a pun on A Lad Insane, because Bowie's previous incantation, Ziggy Stardust, had led many people to believe that Bowie was a bit nuts. The A Lad Insane album was released in 1973. The title track is about Bowie's fears that World War III was about to happen.
Love that is
David Bowie and Aladdin Sane. Back in 1964, Stingray was the first Super Marionation show to be filmed in colour, and also the first in which marionettes had interchangeable heads with different facial expressions. I'm going to have to pause for a moment now. For a children's show, Stingray also had some quite mature plot lines, such as the love triangle between Atlanta, Troy and Marina. Each episode of the show ended with Troy singing Aquamarina, whilst Atlanta gazes wistfully at Troy's photograph.
Marina, Aquamarina, what are these strange enchantments that start whenever you're near? Marina, Aquamarina, why can't you whisper the words that my heart is longing to hear? You're magic to me, a beautiful mystery. I'm certain to fall, I know, because you enthrall me so. Marina, Aquamarina, why don't you say that you'll always stay close to my heart?
Sung by Gary Miller, who thankfully did not have an interchangeable head. In 1974, most of the members of Cockney Rebel walked out because of differences with the leader of the band, Steve Harley. Harley wrote the song Make Me Smile as an angry riposte to his former band members. Ironically, Make Me Smile became a huge hit, selling more than 1 million copies worldwide.
You've done it all, you've broken every code, pulled the rebel to the floor. You spoke the game, no matter what you say, but only metal, what a ball. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. You have to have. more. You've taken everything from my belief in Mother Earth. Say, maybe you'll try to come up and see me, to make me smile. I'll do what you want, just run away
Rebel and Make Me Smile. Another angry riposte now from the Queen Is Dead album. The boy with the thorn in his side is Morrissey's rant against the music industry.
The boy with the thorn in his side, behind the hatred there. If they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? And if they don't believe me now, will they ever, believe me? Oh, no. Oh, 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 oh. To believe us, and if they don't believe us now, will they ever believe us? And when you want to live, how do you start? Where'd you go? Who'd you need to know?
And the boy with the thorn in his side. Killing an Arab was The Cure's first single in 1979. Many people thought that the song had racist overtones, and eventually The Cure withdrew it from sale. Killing an Arab was inspired by Albert Camus's book, The Stranger. The main character in the book shoots an Arab standing on a beach after staring out at the sea and being blinded by the sun reflected on the sea, the sand, and the knife the Arab was holding. Sebastian is a novel by Cecil Aubrey about a six-year-old boy named Sebastian and his dog Belle, who live in a small village in the French Alps. In 1965, Belle and Sebastian was made into a show by French television. A few years later, the BBC bought the show and dubbed it into English. It was shown in the time slot after Blue Peter. The show's theme music is called L'Oiseau, which, if I pronounce it correctly, means the bird.
Thank you.
1977 radio interview, John Lydon of the Sex Pistols said of Peter Hamill, "I'm damn sure Bowie copied a lot out of that geezer." This next track is from Peter Hamill's 1974 album, In Camera, and it's called No More the Submariner.
Sterling. With cricket bat I saw myself as Peter May. Oh, now with all these images returning, I wonder who I am today. As a child I re-fought the war with plastic planes and imagination. Captain of a ship of war, the pilot of a tempest or a York, to hold my trench against the Panzer Corps instead of simply being one who talks and reminisces of his fantasies, as though life was nothing but to lose these only antecede the knowledge that eventually must choose. It's a hallmark of adulthood that our options diminish. But choice increase till you choose everything and nothing. Too late at the finish. Guevara, one unit in the serried ranks of black,
papist or an orange man, a eunuch, then doubt would never cast the dagger in my back. Oh, to me, King John or Douglas Bader, Humphrey Bogart or Victor Mature. Which one is false and easy? Which one harder? Of that, of this, of me? I'm really not too
sure. Peter Hamill and No More, The Submariner. End of a Century was the final single to be released from Blur's Parklife album. It got to number 19 in the UK charts in 1994.
She says there's ants in the carpet, dirty little monsters, eating all the mussels, picking up the rubbish. Give her effervescence, she needs a little sparkle. Good morning TV, you're looking so healthy. We all say, don't want to be alone. We wear the same clothes, can't we feel the same? And kiss the dry lips when we say goodnight. Another century, oh, it's not as special.
Century. Our final track from the Queen is Dead album is called There is a Light That Never Goes Out. Apparently, the title is a paraphrase of what Few Latimer said to Nicholas Ridley as they were about to be burned at the stake during the reign of Queen Mary. Next week's featured album is White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground. I think the Velvets had interchangeable heads when they made that album. In the meantime, this is the Smiths, and There is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive.
I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take